This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals. Brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Mike, hello. Good morning to you.
Junkies, good morning.
How's Miami? Do you guys stay in the same hotel when you go down there every year?
Yeah, we stay at the same hotel. Beautiful place on Brickell Avenue, Four Seasons, and a lot of things to do around that area. So it's one of our favorite spots, and we're there quite a bit, so it's a nice place to be.
Tough one last night, losing 5-1. I know that the defense has been an issue, and you've talked about it. 3 more errors last night. I think you guys lead the league right now with 32. Can you pinpoint something? Is it kind of just a general problem right now with the team defensively, or are guys just having bad years defensively?
You know, I don't, it's hard to put my finger on it right now. It's, we're evaluating, what's going on, and it's not lack of preparation or work. The guys are working, I think they're maybe working a little bit too hard, pregame, and, we're concentrating a lot on it, putting a lot of energy into it. And I think just guys are pressing a little bit and just trying to, do too much, and we keep thinking about it, and worrying about it, and talking about it instead of just letting it flow. So, you've got some competent defenders there. You know, up the middle, you've got 2 Gold Glove winners, and you've got a center fielder that was a Gold Glove finalist, and a catcher that's going to be a Gold Glove finalist in the near future, I believe. And so, we should be strong up the middle, and we're not. I understand that, the Gold Gloves up the middle haven't been for a couple of years, but they're still, good defensive guys, and we should be playing much better. So I'm not going to make a lot of excuses for it. You've just got to – this is the big leagues. You got to pick the ball up and make the routine plays, and you have to make them routine. You have to make them all the time, and we're just not doing it. So it's affecting the pitching staff, our starters, and it's affecting our bullpen, and it affects the final score of the game, and it's the biggest problem we have, and we have to keep working at it to get better.
So it's like if you use your old back of the baseball card analogy, then this is going to quiet down because this is not who these guys are on the back of their baseball card.
Well, you would think so. Now these, the Gold Glovers, it's shortstop and second base. They're older now, and they won their Gold Gloves a few years ago. But they're competent fielders and defenders, and we have to do better. We have to double. I always say in the big leagues, double play balls have to be double plays. You have to get 2 outs on them because if you don't, the other team makes you pay. And we just haven't been doing it. We haven't been performing, and it's defensively, it's. It's not lack of preparation or effort. These guys are putting their time in. I think it's just they're trying to do too much because we know it's an issue and we're grinding a little bit too hard, and we just have to let it flow. But the bottom line is, again, I've said it a million times. This isn't a try hard league or in a work hard league. It's a performance league, and we got to perform better. We have to pick the ball up better because it's really negatively impacting our pitching staff.
Mike, Doan was on the mound last night. He's at 1-7 on the year. He's pitched better in May than he did in April. His ERA looks like almost nearly two runs lower in May. How do you preserve a guy's confidence like that? He's a young guy, just 23 years old, when the results, you know, and the numbers aren't looking great, but you probably see some things that you like there with what he brings to the mound.
Well, he's hard not to like. I mean, he's thrown 96 to 98 as a major league starter at 23 years old with you know, a good breaking pitch and you know, a developing changeup. So there's a lot to like about him. I just think the secret is, and it's a valid question, I think the secret is to, you have to keep communicating with him. You have to tell him what he is and what he could be and how he has to keep working to get better and to just keep making your adjustments. I've seen great adjustments over the course of the season with him. We've hired his hands on his pre-pitch windup preparation, and he's taken to that. He was tipping pitches early on in the season. We think we have put that to bed, and so there's a lot of things that he's gone through in his young rookie season that there's a lot to be pleased about. So the main thing is he's got great stuff and comments from other managers that face him think that this guy's a real deal. With a little polishing up, he's going to be a really good one.
How do you, when a team's 12-26, obviously, you know, still a ton of baseball left, but you got 120 games or so left, but how do you keep the guy? How does Davey and how do you keep the guys still kind of excited to get to the ballpark every year, even though the team has been struggling? Is there just a general frustration?
Well, I think no one likes to lose, and we're not used to this in this organization and in that clubhouse. So it's something that you always have to be positive, and there's a lot to be positive about. So I think that the you have to extol the virtues of the positivity of the team and work on the negatives and try and keep a good mindset. Though our record at the big league level at this early stage of the year is not where we wanted to be. There's a lot of exciting things going on with some of our young big league players, and obviously in the minor leagues we're having a great season so far in the minor leagues. So there's a lot to be excited about moving forward, and the reboot is still in progress, and we have a blueprint for it, and we think that we're well on our way to putting together that next core group of a championship caliber club.
You've been around the game a long time, and you've used that word reboot a bunch. So what do you, I mean, from your experiences, is a reboot, obviously you hope it's only a 1 year reboot, but is a reboot usually a 2 to 4 year process, or can it be a 1 year process?
Well, you look at just look at the history. We've done it before. Our front office has done this before. We took over in 2009, and we were a last place team. And in 2012, we won 98 games. So you do the math and see how long it takes. And that was from a major. That was when MLB owned the team. Right before that, and we're in a way better place this reboot than we were at that time when we were rebooting, and it took us a few short years to win the most games in Major League Baseball and the National League East. So we think that we have the blueprint to do this thing. We have the knowledge and the front office staff to do it. We have the coaches and managers in the big leagues and the minor leagues to do it. We're all on the same page with ownership on down that this is the plan we had since the trade deadline last year, and I think that we're accomplishing a lot of our goals. But the main goal is always to win at the big league level, and we've got to start playing a lot better to do that.
Mike, will the Nats record have any impact whatsoever on Strasburg being brought back? This is probably dumb, and you can tell me that this is dumb, but if the record doesn't improve to the point where you want it to, and you're not seeing Strasburg improve quickly enough, would you ever say, you know what, maybe we just shelve Strasburg this entire season? Or is that idiotic? Just give me the GM, like a real GM's point of view, because we know you don't want to rush him back. But if it's becoming a lost season, does that ever come into your mind, like you consider something like that, or is that too drastic?
No, I think it's an oversimplification. That's how I'll describe it. Is
okay.
When athletes and players and pitchers are healthy, they're going to pitch. That's what they do for a living. That's what they get paid for. So when we deem Joe Ross and Strauss and anybody else that's on the DL, which is a long list of guys, when we deem them ready to participate in the big leagues and to help us in the big leagues, they'll be brought up just like any other season, because that's what we do. That's what these guys get paid for, and that's what they want to do. I think that a healthy player, a healthy pitcher, if you wanted to hold them back through the year, they wouldn't let you, because they're healthy and they pitch for a living and they're competitors, and this is what they want to do.
So you said, I think I read yesterday that they're on track, I guess, now to pitch every 5 days, and you try to stretch them out and that sort of thing. When does that mean that they're going to start, like, rehab starts and that kind of thing? How many days away are we from that?
I think that what we're doing is we're putting them on their regular 5-day rotation,
right,
progress, which they do during the season. So they're right now they're in a build up stage to get them to a point where they can go to a minor league affiliate in rehab and do a rehab assignment. Now we want to get them. We often like to get them to five or six ups we call it, up and down. So 5 or 6 innings. And around 90 to 100 pitches before we deem them ready to come to the big league. So I think it's a comfort level. It's an endurance level. It's a strength level. And they're going to tell us, when they're ready to be activated. But, suffice it to say, they want to get out of West Palm Beach and they want to get to DC and help their teammates win and pitch in the big leagues, because that's what they do. That's what they do for a living. That's what they're born to do. And not doing it hurts them. And it really shows when you talk to them and down in minor leagues, they want to get back to DC very badly.
So does that mean, I didn't quite understand what you said then. Does that mean like they're going to be making rehab starts now, or does that just mean, intra-squad stuff still?
I think that we've got a calendar put in place for all of our pitchers, Strauss and Joe Ross specifically.
Yeah.
We're going to build them up to a point where they'll soon be going to a affiliate to do rehab starts. I'm not sure exactly where they're at.
Right.
I know that right now they're at two. The last time out they threw 2 innings of a simulated game. Now obviously a simulated game is not the same as a minor league rehab game. Because it's less competitive and that type of thing. So, they're making progress, which is the important thing. And we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, where we could soon see these guys go on a rehab assignment and then obviously eventually get here in Pittsburgh and DC.
All right, don't want to belabor. Just one last question, Mike. I'm sorry. Are you seeing the velocity yet? Are they back to where they need to be, or is that part of the building up?
Well, that's part of the building up. It's endurance and strength, and I have seen an increase. I think that it was reported the other day that Joe Ross was up to 95 on some pitches, and Strauss was up to 92. We'll take that right now at the point that they're at in their rehab,
and
we know as they build, they will increase their velocity and their endurance. So as they go 5-6 innings, 90 to 100 pitches, I think you'll see that velocity get to where it needs to be for them to participate.
Mike, last question. Just looking at Luis Garcia's numbers at Rochester, he's hitting .350. He's got 46 hits and 133 at bats. He's got 8 homers. He's obviously killing the ball at that level. I know that defense was certainly an issue, and you guys wanted to focus on it. Davey was asked about that, I think maybe in spring training, that he had to become a better overall player. What position is he playing? Is he playing short or second at Rochester?
He plays shortstop every day. That's okay. Where we've got him penciled in, and that's where the work needs to be done. And okay. We see him as a long-term answer at shortstop. He was he was signed and developed as a shortstop. We moved to the big leagues because we had Trey Turner and we needed a second baseman at the time.
Right.
He showed that he could handle the position over there. But, you know, Luis Gonzalez, Luis Garcia is an exciting player, and he's going to be an impactful guy for us in the near future. We just want to make sure he's right at shortstop, comfortable before we bring him to the big leagues. The last thing we want to do is to bring up to the big leagues and have him struggle defensively, because you know how it is. When you struggle at one side of the ball, the other side is always affected. So we want him up here comfortable. We want him up here, because once he gets here, he's playing every day at shortstop, and that's what we've told him, and that's what he's preparing for. And when he's ready to do that, we'll certainly bring him up.
Have you guys noticed his defense improving?
Yeah, I think that, you see these little nuances at shortstop, which is, probably the second, in my opinion, the second toughest defensive position to play beyond shortstop. It's the captain of the infield. So you not only have to be physically gifted as a shortstop with range and arm and hands and feet and that type of thing, you also have to be extremely in tune into the game where the pitcher sequences for the catcher, what are they calling, positioning your infielders and your outfielders. It's a lot to put on a young player's plate,
right,
to play the position the right way, and we want to make sure that he's very much ready for the challenge to play shortstop in the big leagues every day when he gets up there.
Gotcha.
Mike, right. Thanks as always for the time. Best of luck today in Miami and then three more in Milwaukee before you guys head home to take on the Dodgers. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Yep. All right. It's Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say it doesn't get any easier when you got Milwaukee and the Dodgers coming up next.
Yep. It's going to be tough. All right. Yep. Coming up next, EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Time now for EB's entertainment page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. The website is IHateStevenSinger.com.
Mm.
Go visit today.
All right, Valdez, I think you're going to be interested in this. I saw there's a film out this weekend. Let me see. It's in New York and L.A.
Limited
expanding
release.
Nationwide on Friday. The film is called Pleasure, a female perspective on what it's like to shoot porn. Ninja Thyberg wants to change the way you watch porn. She is a Swedish filmmaker.
Ninja?
Thyberg?
Thyberg. And she follows an ambitious, aspiring porn star named Bella Cherry, who's more focused on making money than friends when she arrives in L.A. from Sweden. But as she struggles to establish herself in the hyper-competitive adult film world, she's forced to decide how much of her humanity she's willing to give up in order to sign with a top agency. And they say Bella partakes in a series of rough on-camera scenes that occasionally go from sensual to sadistic.
Ooh.
While she acts out men's kinks and fetishes. The whole idea was like to show the female
fetishes.
Perspective.
I already know my rating. 5 crab claws.
Already?
Yeah, 5 crab claws.
You're hitting a lot of 5 crab claws today.
Here's
very
what I said.
Liberal with those.
The feature-length pleasure, which is, best part, not rated, frequently puts moviegoers in Bella's shoes while she shoots hardcore sex scenes with queasy camera movements, booming voices, and harsh close-ups.
This is going to be on Disney Plus, right, Cakes?
Most likely not. It's not going to be right next to The Mandalorian.
It also shows the monotony of Bella's everyday life.
Hey, what kind of movie theater is this going to be in?
No, regular theater.
Is there going to be one with a hole cut out?
Taking us through her exhaustive hygiene regimen before she walks into a porn set, or as she attempts to film a sexy smartphone video in her cramped bedroom with a barking dog.
Barking.
This is right up your alley.
In the movie?
This is right up your alley.
I think you're projecting, too.
Is this a remake? Because I'm seeing here it came out in 2013 as well.
I don't know.
The reboot.
I saw something about 2013 also. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I think she made it in 2018. Maybe she wrote it in 2013. I don't know, Jason.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. But
is Ninja mauled?
That's the filmmaker.
I know, but what does she look like?
Probably not money. Oh. She's not the actress. She's not starring in it.
I mean, look.
Yeah, Bella is the actress. Bella, whatever her last name
Bella.
Is.
Well, no. Bella Cherry is the name of the character.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like it's showing in D.C. too.
Really? Which theater?
Landmark's East Street Cinema.
All right.
Oh, one in Fairfax. What's the...
You and Drabby won't go together.
Angelica Film Center and Cafe at Mosaic.
There you go. It's an artsy film.
Yeah. Cut a hole in the popcorn.
Yeah, you guys.
The whole artsy flick bit.
All right, this terrible story. The dealer, Stephen Andrew Walter, who supplied Mac Miller with the deadly drugs that killed him, gets over 17 years in prison, Cakes.
Oof.
Got to be careful.
What did he OD on?
Was it fentanyl?
I think it was fentanyl laced.
He pleaded guilty last year to one count of distribution of fentanyl.
Dude, the fentanyl is no joke. Like if you take a pill that you think is something else and it's laced with fentanyl,
yeah, you're dead.
Most likely going to kill you.
Correct.
Miller died from a mixed drug toxicity that included cocaine, fentanyl, and alcohol. So be careful out there, people.
He got 17 years.
17 years for the guy that supplied it. Did you see the underground tunnel that they found in Mexico? So there was literally, you saw it, right? I probably was on Daily Mail where I saw it. It was literally like a crack house in Mexico. And it was like 1,000 feet long tunnel.
Okay.
It took you into, where was it? Arizona or something? I don't know where it was. The U.S.
No, San
border.
Diego.
San Diego.
They always go from Tijuana to San Diego.
That's the route? Yeah. That's the go-to?
Said it was like 3 football fields.
Right.
Underneath, but like a legit tunnel where you had like steel, supports.
Right.
So it wouldn't collapse
on you. Silly infrastructure.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, they busted them with thousands of pounds of drugs.
They're butt hard to figure out where they're at because they'll start in a house, in a kitchen, like in Tijuana.
Okay.
And there'll be a huge tunnel, and then all the way underground, it'll pop up through the floorboards of like a warehouse in the middle of San Diego.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Tijuana?
Never.
I know you have.
I've been to Tijuana.
How many times? Multiple times?
Multiple times.
Will you tell the one story?
Nope. I'm just asking Drab if he's ever been there.
I have not.
Yeah. Very interesting place. I'll just keep it at that.
I'm sure it is interesting.
Probably a lot more dangerous now than it was when I was there in 1989.
Yeah. Oh, I would guess.
You're there on vacation?
Yeah, I was on vacation. Yeah.
How many times did that one story?
I loved the Tijuana.
How many times that one story that you told us about, like the booths and everything, how many times did that happen?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either.
Mm-hmm. Cakes, there's been another teacher busted for a sexual relationship
with a student. I've had sex with black women.
After her husband alerted the
Not
principal.
There. It wasn't in Tijuana.
Yeah, he was salty. He narked her out.
Olivia Ortz, 26, was taken into custody on Monday, hit with two counts of sexual activity with a 17-year-old student who happened to be a female.
Junk's listener did hit me to the fact that, like, one of the first person, maybe the first person on the planet to like the story on Twitter, Matt Valdez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Okay. I use the like button on Twitter to archive stories for the show.
Right. I do that too.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Just made me
I'm not supporting the lesbian teacher student sex going on in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but it wasn't the worst story that crossed your browser.
No, it wasn't.
Let me see. Her husband, who apparently did freelance work for the school's music department, found incriminating.
that means out of work loser. Yeah.
You know what? No wonder.
Freelancing for the school's music department.
No wonder she was banging a chick student.
He was probably giving like lessons to the kids.
Yeah, sure.
Found incriminating messages on her iPad after coming home from a recent trip to Florida, and he told the principal. Tattled on his wife.
What a jerk narc that guy is.
Yeah.
Well, it is an entertaining story.
Do you know how they were messaging? Apparently through...
They had a code word, right?
It was through Spotify.
Oh, really? Oh. Spotify like has, like, you can message people?
I think there's some sort of interaction feature on Spotify.
Yeah, there's a little chat function there.
Did you know that?
I'm just reading the story.
That's crazy.
But you know how... Ortiz.
Yeah, but you know how, like, a couple years...
Oh, Orts, I'm sorry.
A couple of years ago, like, they were snapping one another back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're catching on, and so now they just found a new platform to message.
Mm, nice. I created a Snapchat account many years ago. It's so dormant. It just lays there dormant, does nothing.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to use Snapchat.
Jason, did you see the picture of her?
Yes, I got it right up right here.
She's kind of balding. She's kind of like tall, though.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
She's like 5'11".
She's 5'11".
Yeah, why is she so tall?
I got to see. Why is she so tall?
She's like a six-footer.
What? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think the body's like?
How would I know? It's only a mugshot.
She's only 26.
I know, but I think I'm getting a big hip vibe.
Oh, was she playing the flute or the tuba?
But there's a hotness scale depending on what.
Size scale.
You have to be bigger to
play
the tuba.
Yeah, you can't be dainty to hold the tuba.
She might be playing the drums.
It's probably true, right? I know the guys that I would see play tuba, they were always the heftier
guys. Always a larger carriage.
You never get a skinny kid a tuba.
Yeah, they're always playing like the...
You have a skinny kid a trumpet.
Right, or a flute.
No, yeah, they're playing the piccolo or the xylophone.
Played a piccolo.
I think Olivia definitely played hoops in high school.
Oh, is that what it is?
Or maybe volleyball. Who knows? Right.
I'm surprised Drab hasn't found her Instagram yet.
Right.
Drab, why are you not on that?
Just give me a few minutes.
Is this your specialty, stalking people who are busted for making out with their students' Instagrams?
Not usually, but I am a sleuth. I can find things.
It's show prep. That's all it is. Just try to dig a little bit.
We talked about this yesterday about all the losers that line up to go to the Depp Heard trial.
They are losers, too.
They're saying
that. And I hope they're listening. I hope they have a radio with a battery in it out on the sidewalk listening to the junks.
They're all
losers.
They start lining up at 5 a.m. outside the building.
Yeah, get the junks rewind.
They started at 10 p.m. on Sunday for Monday's 9 a.m. start.
Well,
you did.
That just crystallizes the fact that they're losers. They're going to spend the entire weekend camping out.
Some of them are doing it just to get a glimpse of Amber Heard. They just want to see her.
Yes.
I can see her on my computer.
Yeah, you can see her on YouTube every single day.
I don't need to bring like a sleeping bag and sleep outside of the Fairfax County Courthouse.
Cakes, you care to guess how much Charlie Watts left for his wife and daughter when he passed at age 80.
All right. Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, passed at 80.
How much he left his family?
Yes. And how much of his estate, I guess, did he have?
Does it, is it a dollar figure you're looking
yes,
at?
Yes, a dollar figure.
You want to guess? Well, you guess first.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Watts.
Is it a surprising number?
Man, I don't know.
$200 million.
I'm going to say it's less than that. $85 million.
I think it's $45 million. So, I mean, it's a good chunk.
A lot more.
That's a great chunk.
It's hard to know, though, because what is this, the pounds? And I think I think it's $45 million U.S. dollar.
Okay.
I think.
Very good. I mean, I would love to inherit.
Of course.
I'm not inheriting $45 from anybody, $45 million. So
right.
Good for them.
Hey, it looks like we're finally turning the page on winter. That weather was awesome last night. Hey, our buddies over at Van Meter, they know it. So get outside, enjoy some yard work, maybe a cold one on the deck. Don't forget to celebrate all the moms in your life. However you choose to celebrate spring, the Van Meter story is unique to you. Check out new single-family homes, townhomes, condominiums blooming across Northern Virginia. Visit vanmeterhomes.com/spring so you can learn more.
Coming up before the show is over, like in less than 10 minutes, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game book tour that's coming to the D.C. area on June 4th. Those tickets will be courtesy of Live Nation, so keep listening for your chance to win.
Hey, quick shout-out to my man Tommy McVane. He's my good friend, works for Merrifield Garden Center. And you know I don't mulch, right?
Mm. I know that, yes.
I don't ever mulch myself.
Yeah.
The good people at Merrifield are going to mulch the house today.
Mm.
He's sending his buddy Carlos out there and his crew. By the way, Tommy is the brother-in-law of the woman Sonia who texted me and asked me if I wanted to go to the Van Gogh show, the Van Gogh exhibit.
Still makes me laugh just thinking about that.
Yeah, like, that's Tommy's sister-in-law, Sonia, wanted to know if I want to miss the PGA Championship this weekend
right.
to go see Van Gogh paintings.
Right.
And she was serious.
Not just Van Gogh paintings, a Van Gogh immersive experience.
Immersive experience.
Yes.
Right. And I said no, of course.
Right.
But thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing Carlito.
Very
today.
Good.
All right. So, you know, our listeners know that we have a mystery listener who truly does not want ADs, although I think Rom argues on some level he likes ADs when we talk about him because he knows it's him.
Okay.
But he gave Drab $10,000 for a year to gamble with. And at the end of a year, they'll chop the profits.
He's Drab's sugar daddy.
Right. And to Drab's credit, I think he made most of this on the last Tiger bet he made.
Right.
Yeah, what did you put on that? Three or five or something?
$4,000 to make $3,600.
You put $4,000 on Tiger to make the cut at the Masters.
Right. I had convinced everyone he was going to make the cut.
You did. Good play.
And he did. But now Drab wants to double down. He wants to do it again. He wants, I think, what are you up now? You're up $14,000, so you're up $4,000?
Correct.
Yeah, I've had a rough couple weeks. I was up to 14.7.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bad beat tennis parlay.
Oh.
Bad
yeah,
beat.
Yeah, yeah, I've donked off about $600 for the last
So you're basically up about $14,000. So
about $4,000.
So he wants to put that $4,000 in profit on Tiger minus 110, so basically even money.
To make the cut, yeah.
To make the cut this week at Southern Hills.
Look, I'm putting money on it. I'm not going to put $4,000 on it. I might put $110 to win $100.
Here's what he's thinking. And I said you're crazy. I would just put half
yeah.
so that you're still up.
Yep.
But he's saying the guy called him and basically wants to settle up like next month because it started in June. So he wants to settle up. So Drab's thinking I want to go in for one more big kill.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously then I'll have more to chop with. When the guy said, but you could blow all that you work
for. You're hunting big cat.
Or you could go really big and risk all of it.
You never considered that.
No, you can't. Go for the cap it off.
Oh, they cap the bet.
Actually, okay. Right at about $4,000 profit.
Okay.
Or you could just never bet again and take the 2K.
No, he has bigger dreams.
Come on. You don't want 2K?
The guy was up 45 grand in Luna, and it wasn't good enough.
I would love 2K right now.
I said Luna, but
whatever it was. What was it?
Safe Moon.
Safe Moon. He was up 45K in Safe Moon.
All week, Valdez and I have been talking about just enjoying Tiger this week, not putting money on him, just seeing what he gives us and being appreciative of that.
You gotta have a sweat.
But the problem is I watched our friend Doug Bell on CBS Sports HQ.
Yeah. Right.
And the question, the lob question to him was, will Tiger make the cut? Uh-huh. Doug goes, 1,000% easiest money you've ever made. Put it on Tiger to make the cut. Ooh. Guaranteed.
So that convinced
you? Of
course,
it's a layup for him.
All right.
God, he looks terrible walking right now. He looks so bad.
He looks so awful.
Can you rewind that? Do you have the ability to rewind that at all? See if you go, I want you to see this.
Is he gimpy?
He looks like me. No, he just looks like he's 100.
He looks like he's shuffling on the golf course.
He's like Jose Canseco. Right. Jose Canseco's body looks ripped, and then Vice Kahama knocks him out in 20 seconds.
I can't rewind it.
You can't?
No.
Dude, he looks old. Look at this. He just looks so old when he's walking, but he's swinging. He looks fine.
He's got rods in his legs.
He's old.
He's 46.
He's an old golfer.
I got rods in my pants when I'm watching him.
When he swings, he looks silly, but he does look terrible when
he's
walking.
So are you really going to put 4K on it, or why don't you just put the 2K on it?
Yeah, that's what I think.
No,
but
do
and
it
then you'll have either 3 or
it's
1.
It's easy for me to say that because it's not my money. Bet all of it.
Won't you be distraught, though? Let's just say he bombs out and plays terribly.
Of course.
Then that whole year that you grinded up.
Yeah, but still not his money.
Oh, I'm so
I texted Steve this morning. He's usually
that's
like
the guy's
my cheerleader.
Name? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, I'm getting big-time Tiger vibes, and I sent him a screenshot of $4,700 paying out $4,000, and he goes, okay, if you're feeling it, go for it.
Well, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. I said, dude, what's wrong? You're usually my hype man. And he goes, I'm at the dentist. It's all negative here.
That's true. Consider where he is. You have to take that into context.
But that wasn't the positive vibes I was looking for.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, he's about to get a root canal. Nobody's in a great frame of mind when that's about to happen. Ask EB.
Or he knows I'm going to donk off his $4,000
yeah,
of his money.
I think he knows that. Yeah.
Is it Doug Bell? That's the guy's name, right? He's in your brain. He's saying
Doug Bell's in my brain,
it's the easiest money you'll ever make.
What is like Chambly saying and all these other guys? Nobody knows. Nobody truly knows what to expect from him. You know? I remember people saying they didn't think he was going to play this because he struggled so bad to finish. You know, he just
ran
out of gas.
He said he took one day off after the Masters, the Monday after the Masters. And then that Tuesday, from Tuesday until this week, he's been just working his endurance, working the leg strength.
The Masters, he finished, 47th?
Yes.
Will he finish better or worse at the PGA Championship than 47th?
I think
47?
He'll finish.
Who knows?
I think he'll finish better if he makes the cut. I just don't know.
Yeah, but you thought he was going to finish top 40 easily, better than 47 if he made the cut to
the
Masters.
I didn't see him running out of gas the way he did. He totally ran out of gas. It's some of the worst putting I've ever seen.
So the biggest issue is what? He ran out of gas?
Yes.
He said in the presser he was stronger.
Yes.
You got to like the
no
vibe.
Question.
He said there's no question he's stronger.
His clubhead speed is there.
The course is not as brutal of a walk.
Plus, it's
not going to be as cold, and you know the cold has got to be killer
odds,
on his back and knee.
His odds to finish top 20 are 3-1.
How many donk PGA pros are there in there?
I think there's
20.
I think there's 20.
Yeah, about 20. I mean, maybe it's, I don't know how you compare the fields to the other. It's got the top players in the world.
Yeah, but it's good.
The strongest field in golf.
That's
what they tell
you. They say this one?
Yes.
It is.
Even with the club pros?
Yes.
In terms of world ranking?
How is it stronger than the players? That doesn't make sense
to me. I just think based on world ranking, I think it's
like
the strongest
everybody,
field.
I think the players is the strongest, but maybe not.
No, every PGA championship is touted as the strongest field in golf.
If you say so, I have to. I'm forced to believe you.
I find that hard to believe because they got the field ruined with 20 club
pros.
It's
just a catchphrase they say.
Yeah. I think it's ruined because
it's probably pretty similar
in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I've never stepped foot there, so I'm just
you have no regard.
I'm just casting aspersions for a place where I've never been.
Is there any chance you're going to do the half C, or you're just going to go all in?
I got a
game time decision.
Tiger has missed the cut 4 times at the PGA Championship. That doesn't.
That's a lot.
That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot. That's like 4 out of like 20.
That might give me pause.
What? And
well,
plus
remember,
it's to be
remember. Usually,
it's
this
to be
tournament
windy.
Until the last few years, this tournament was played in August, where it's 100 degrees in most of those tournaments.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and speaking of that, it's going to be 96 degrees here on Saturday.
I saw that. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Isn't that silly? I get sized
for 96.
You like 96 degree weather?
Heat. I don't mind the heat.
I hate that.
Man, I don't want to have difficulty breathing, but
I'm fine with heat.
Well, you know what?
Like
I'm going to be inside watching the PGA Championship.
Low 80s. So low 80s is perfect. Anything more than that, just it's getting too
yesterday
extreme.
Yesterday was perfect, though.
Yeah, yesterday was perfect.
Nice breeze, no humidity.
There was a
blue skies.
Few moments of clouds that I got bitter when the sun would hide. A few moments.
Right. I mean, you're getting kind of picky. I mean, a few clouds.
I want the sun out. Sun's out, guns out, 24/7.
All the time?
Yes.
Not a cloud in the sky.
I don't like any clouds.
I'm reading an article, PGA Championship, strongest field in golf. Top 100.
All right, we're going to hook up the greedy prize pigs, like we said. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Grant Hill's The Game Tour book tour that's stopping at the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage on June 4th. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, so call now, 800-636-1067, and you don't have to pay for your tickets. You get them for free, which is an amazing deal. So call now.
You don't know what I'm watching right now, Kix.
I don't know what you're... Let me guess. The Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
I am. Raquel Pennington.
Quite a long shot that I guessed that correctly. All right, we have to get out of here. We're done for the day. We will see you again tomorrow. Our friends B, Mitch, and Finley. Coming up next, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.